Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today, my 2023 NFL draft prospect is Jahmyr Gibbs, running back out of the University of Alabama. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Jahmyr Gibbs. Outstanding football player coming out of Dalton High School. One of the top running backs in the state of Georgia a couple of years ago. Made a bold move when he signed with Georgia Tech. And it's no question about the last 2 years, he was the most recognizable, most explosive, and most outstanding football player for Georgia Tech. But unfortunately, when you're at a school to go 6-16 in 2 years, you got to move on. You got to move on to better competition. You got to move on and see where you're at if you're going to be playing in the National Football League. Mr. Gibbs at Georgia Tech last year had 746 yards rushing, had 465 yards receiving, 6 total touchdowns. But when y'all watched Georgia Tech last year, it's no question about it. He was the most explosive football player on the field for Tech and the best player. But the guy said, hey, I want to move on to greater green grass, and I want to see what's over here. Down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And he's going to be playing on the number one team in the country, the University of Alabama. And you know what? The reviews out of spring practice said that there was no question about it. He might have been the best player offensively for the University of Alabama. The one thing I like about Jahmyr Gibbs with all great running backs, the skill set. He could be the linebacker anytime. He's a back that's real tough in space, A+. Initial burst, A+. The good lateral quickness that Mr. Gibbs has, A+. The good positive footwork is off the charts, A+. The ability to not get caught behind. Now, they say he doesn't have great speed, but when I saw him play in high school at Dalton High School in Dalton, Georgia, when he had almost 2,700 yards as a junior, he never got caught from behind. Constantly play threat. On every play, A+. Can find the seam quickly, A+. The balance, A+. And most of all, the hands, A+. He could catch the ball out of the backfield than any running back right now in the college football level. And his numbers are going to go up in that offense at Alabama. Think about it, he's in the backfield with last year's Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young, 4,800 yards. He's got Jermaine Burton coming on from Georgia, NFL guy. He's got a lot of serious firepower. Decent offensive line. A former NFL coach's offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien. And an Alabama team that's really got something to prove after they lost to Georgia last year in the national championship game. But when you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, you look at the tradition he's going to at the University of Alabama. Derrick Henry. Mark Ingram, Bobby Humphreys, Johnny Musso, Sean Alexander, Trent Richardson. When it's all said and done, he's going to be mentioned in that same breath for all them great running backs in Alabama. Then when you think about his explosiveness and his ability as being a guy that can run between tackles and catch the ball out of backfield, I'm sorry. He got a little bit of Terry Metcalf in him. Mid-70 St. Louis Cardinals, Long Beach State. He got a little bit of Marcus Allen, Heisman Trophy winner, 1981 USC in the Las Vegas Raiders. He got a little Thurman Thomas, Buffalo Bills, four-time Pacific in the Super Bowl. He got a little Marshall Faulk, New Orleans Finest, by way of the L.A. Rams, Super Bowl champion. And he got a little Anthony Davis at USC, six touchdowns against Notre Dame, San Fernando Valley. A guy that can do it all. This guy's a very good dual-threat football player. And when it's all said and done, his numbers are going to be off the charts this season at the University of Alabama. And my prediction, he'll be another one of them Roll Tide football players that's going to go in the first round in the 2023 NFL draft. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. All I can say about Jahmyr Gibbs, like the OJs, money, money, money. Some people got to have it. Some people really need it. Jahmyr Gibbs, when he finished at Alabama this season and he enters the 2023 NFL draft, he's going to be having money. Roll Tide. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Thank you today. I'm Vincent Turner of 100 Yards Football. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.